What would they call washing and ironing together?
Someday, I used to do it years ago when I was first was married. I could wash and iron the same day. I was younger then.
The place in town where you could send your clothes to have
laundry.
Do people ever used to use that word laundry much?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, would they say, I'm going to do the laundry instead of I'm going to do the washing and ironing?
The old time they said do the washing.
Washing, the old time, yeah.
And, say, a little building outside where you could keep wood, you'd call that a
shed?
Okay. What about a place for tools?
We just have a big shed and put tools. My husband has a shed outside now. He keeps his tools and things in.
What about before they had bathrooms inside, the toilet
they had? I was wondering when you was going to come to that. Call them the outhouse.
Uh-huh. What other names do people have?
Toilet, huh?
I was just called the outhouse, or...
Do you ever hear any joking names people had?
Maybe Mama can remember more than I can.
Would you ever hear any sort of vulgar names?
Oh, yeah. You want me to say it?
Yeah.
I heard plenty of them say it.
What's that?
But I don't know if you want me to say it or not. Let's say shit house.
Uh-huh.
That's what you want?
That's pretty common.
That's what she wanted, a vulgar word, so that's it.
What the... different buildings would they have on a farm?
Well, honey, I don't know too much about farming. All we just have a little garden for our own self.
Well, she means
long time ago. But
long time ago, they had pig pens. They had houses to keep the cows in. A house to keep the horses in.
Uh-huh. They never did any farming.
Oh, yeah.
We did farm. My grandmother and them did farm.
Yeah, but she wants to know. Your grandmother did farm?
Well, you can tell her more about that than I can,
yeah,
Mother.
Yeah, I'm telling
her
that your grandmother done
farm.
So.
What about the big building where they store the hay?
That'd be called
a barn.
Uh-huh. What about a place for storing corn?
The
I don't know nothing about storing corn.
Did you ever hear of a corn crib or corn house?
Yeah.
Not I. Maybe Mama did.
Yeah.
What? Do you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Oh yeah, I heard of that.
What'd you hear it called?
Just like you call it.
Granary or
granary? Yeah, granary. Huh? A granary, yeah.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I never did go into it, but I heard of it. But I mean,
that's where you grind.
Grind the corn, yeah. But I mean, I never did see it. You understand what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I never did.
Well, a lot of these things that I'm going to ask you about, maybe they didn't have in this area, you know. But I'll just go ahead and ask you.
Oh, because I never did see
it. You know, you just tell me if you had never.
Now maybe my mother had, but I never had.
The upper part of the barn. Where you store the hay, the upper part would be called the
loft.
Okay. And when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then they'd rake it up in little piles.
Rake it with a pitchfork?
Uh-huh. What would they call those little piles that they'd rake up and take with a pitchfork?
Hay.
Hey, that's all I know of it.
Uh-huh. What about them? When you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back so you can cut it again.
Sweet.
Okay. And how could people leave hay outside? You know, they take it.
Stack it.
Okay. You seen that or just heard about it?
No, I just heard about it. It's rolled and seen different places, but I mean, I never did see it. Yeah, well, naturally, but I mean, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I never did do it other words, stack hay or anything, you know.
It was done, though.